Pure Dog Talk is the podcast on purebred dogs. We talk to the legends in the sport and give you tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Pure Dog Talk is sponsored by ChampionshipBreeders.com. Championship Breeders is a proud supporter of the American Kennel Club, our specialty and all breed clubs, our dog sports, and the gifts of therapy and service from our canine companions. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. Today is Mentor Monday, and we have one quick reminder from your Dog Show Superintendents Association. Get your entries in early. It's a win-win. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves, and today we are going to talk about when you're new to the group ring. And this is a topic request that comes from listener Brandon Lobato in Salt Lake City, Utah. Brandon writes, "Love the podcast. It really keeps me motivated. I started showing 2 years ago and didn't know anything. It took me a year and 15 shows to get my first point. I pointed him out during the next year, and then our show started up here. And my boy took the breed 2 days in a row this weekend, going over 4 specials for his majors in Irish setters. I've been going to handling classes each week and listening to the podcast over and over. If you could talk about going into the group ring for the first time, I'd love it. This was something I hadn't prepared for." So first of all, great job on your first 2 best of breed wins, Brandon. That is fantastic. And I'm thrilled that the podcast was helpful for you. So good on ya. Now, to answer your question, on to the group ring. Those first few trips around the big ring can really seem quite daunting. There's no doubt about it. So we put together 10 tips for successfully navigating center stage. So number one, remember, in group competition, the judge is comparing each individual dog against its standard, and the judge is tasked with selecting and placing in order the 4 dogs which most closely meet their breed's standards. So your job, refresh the breed standard in your head, concentrate on your dog's virtues in relation to the standard, and run through again how best to showcase those virtues. The group ring is a great place. Brings you more room to move, more space to stand out, but also there's a larger cast of characters and they're all striving to catch the judge's eye at the same time. So be sure to watch your spacing on the line. Don't get too close to the dog in front of you. Leave yourself enough room to stand in front of your dog if that's what you need to do to showcase him the best. If you have a handler behind you that has a tendency to crowd up on you, turn your dog around and put your back to that exhibitor. Create a little breathing room for you and for your dog, and that way when it's time to stack on the line, you turn around and you've just got that little bit of extra space that you've created with your body. Tip number 2, if you are honored with a best of breed win, you go to the group. It is an insult to any other dogs defeated, the judge who awarded your dog best of breed, and the group judge for you to skip it. "I'm not going to win" isn't an acceptable excuse. Unless there are only 4 dogs present, somebody isn't going to place. I'll tell you a little story. Some years ago, back in the day, I was showing a 9-month-old Briard. A puppy, didn't have enough coat, kind of a goober head, all that. He won the breed because he was the only one there. It was the last day, it was hot. I didn't think the judge was going to do anything with this puppy. There were gorgeous dogs in that group, and I'm going to be honest, I just wanted to go home. I whined and I moaned and I gnashed my teeth and tore my hair, but I stayed. And it's a good thing I did, because that goofy puppy won the herding group that night. So my point is, just because you don't think you stand a chance, the only way you are guaranteed to lose is if you aren't there. And there are times, emergency or what have you, that missing the group is understandable. But going home just because it's political and I won't win isn't going to win you any admirers, and worse than that, doesn't give you the chance to learn a single thing. So number three, pay attention to the timing. Groups start at an appointed hour, okay? And then they flow based on the judge, the number of dogs in the ring, how yucky the weather is, how anxious everybody is to get to the hotel, the airport, home, what have you. The superintendent lists the anticipated group judging order in the judging schedule. I promise you, do not assume that is written in stone. Even I have been caught unawares. So check the schedule of group judging when it's posted. Sometimes it changes. Watch the groups that are ahead of yours. This is always a good suggestion, no matter what, because you learn by watching other dogs in other groups and other handlers. You watch the groups ahead in order to know when it's your turn. Now, my thing, I normally prep my dogs at the beginning of the group ahead of the one I'm competing in. But if the groups are small, if you have a dog that needs a little extra rinse and fluff before the group ring, you need a little extra warm-up, whatever it is, you can change that schedule. Know what you need to do to prepare your dog to look its very best in the ring and how long it takes to do that. Like, pay attention to that amount of time. Then gauge your time accordingly. Your goal is to get to the group ring a full 5, maybe even 10 minutes ahead of your turn. And this gives you some time to settle your nerves, get the dog accustomed to the extra applause and the commotion and all the stuff that goes on at group time, and generally get your game face on, okay? If you need a little more time, there is absolutely no law that says you can't come earlier. You do what works best for you and your dog. Next tip. Groups in the U.S. are generally, although not always, judged in size and speed order. So what that means is big dogs first. And there are some exceptions. Fancy shows, the garden, there's been some shows in Denver, just sometimes they will ask you to line up alphabetically and they'll give you a sign to stand in front of, but that's not very common. Most of your average dog shows, the long-legged dogs go up front and the lineup sort of proceeds in basically descending size order. Keep in mind, you want to move your dog at the proper speed for your breed. Keeping up with the Joneses, if you will, is not something you want to do in the group ring. You find a dog of similar build or stature to your breed, and you try and follow that exhibitor. You know, the Bulldog, the Pekingese, the Sussex Spaniel, the Miniature Dachshund, these aren't going to run around the ring at the same speed as the tall members of their groups. So just know where your dog falls in the category of size in the group, and know that when people are sorting themselves out to go into the group ring, there's a little jostling and juggling for position and all that. Just don't get in the middle of that. Just be patient, be courteous, ask questions if you need to, see if you can't find a friendly face or a mentor in the bunch of people sort of standing around the ring. All of this is a lot easier if you've come in on time and don't come rushing up at the last minute. So back to the timing. Next tip. Once you get in the ring, move around as directed by the judge. Stack your dog when you get to the end and be prepared for the judge to walk down the line, and they'll be looking at expression or overall outline or what have you. Then, once the judge has done that, they're going to go examine the first dog. You can relax. There's no standing at attention required in the group ring. You can play with your dog. You can chill out a little bit. But it's important that even when you're relaxing, you don't let the judge see your dog looking bad, right? You can block the dog with your body if you're going to give him some dorky free time. Over the years, I've shown a lot of dogs, frankly, that had sort of limited stamina in the group ring. And I just take them to a corner, teach them to lie down, and I sit down peacefully with them. There is no requirement for you to have a dog that is always on. On the other hand, I have shown dogs that had no off switch and would fret and pout and pitch tantrums if they were not kept constantly sort of working for the bait, working for the attention. So know your dog, know what's best for your dog, and do that. Pay attention to the judge.
if you notice that she's checking back down the line after every dog's individual pattern, know that. Take the time to throw in a nice free stack so the judge can see it. Just time that so that they might see you as they glance down the line. You don't want to be grandstanding in the middle of the ring, and you don't want to be blocking out other people, but just be sure that your dog always and only is seen looking its best. Doesn't matter if the judge isn't looking, but if they can see your dog, it better look good. When it's your turn for the exam and individual movement, your general target is to move the dog as far as the last number in the center of the ring and then come back. Typically, this is a big ring. Nobody's required to have your dog trot all the way to the end of the ring and back. Not going to be necessary. Next tip, first impressions count. That first big sweeping trot around the ring should demonstrate smooth, effortless, and breed correct movement. That first impression is important. In the group ring, all impressions are important, and they all count. So make each one of them useful. You are playing with the big kids, and if you expect the judge to award your dog, you have to be prepared to have its performance be flawless. Gather yourself and your dog before you move. Don't get all jiggity with a fancy free stack. Stick to what you know works. You have maybe 4 chances to really showcase your dog. When you come in, that first trip around, okay? On the line, at the beginning as the judge comes down the line, on your individual exam and movement, and on the line at the end. If each and every time the judge looks, your dog is flawless, and your presence and your presentation are confident, they will notice that. Does it guarantee you a ribbon? No, but they will notice. Conversely, if each and every time they see your dog, it's doing something stupid, guarantee you they'll notice that too, okay? And you definitely will not be getting a ribbon. So make each one of those impressions count. Next one kind of wraps around all of this. Don't be nervous. I know, it's scary, but really it's no different than the breed ring. In the basic concept, it's the same thing. Your dog will pick up on your nerves and confidence, or a lack thereof. It's going to travel right down the leash. I'm here to tell you, high-speed internet has nothing on a dog's sensitivity to its handler's moods. I know, people are looking at you, they're watching us. And a version of stage fright is actually pretty common. I try to remind folks what my debate coach taught me in high school. It has worked for years. Just picture all the people around you out there in their underwear. Pretty soon, you're giggling to yourself, and it's almost impossible to concentrate on being afraid when you're laughing, in your mind, people, at somebody's imaginary tighty-whities. So relax. As you relax, so will your dog. And that's going to make their movement, their attitude, and their carriage improve 100%. Next tip. This is a hard one, guys. Take a deep breath. Are you ready? Professional handlers are not the enemy. Serious. If you have a question, go find an experienced and respected handler and ask them. I guarantee they've been there for the first time, just like you are. Be sensible, okay? Just like any other situation, wait until the person isn't concentrating on their dog or on the judging that's going on. Handler friends out there that are listening, for the love of Pete, please just take a minute out of the coffee clutch in the corner. Smile at that new person in the ring. I don't know, compliment their dog. Maybe say their outfit's cute. Tell them congratulations. We're all in this together. And the more we remember that, the better off we'll all be. So now there's a question about making the cut. This is when the judge comes down the line for a final look. It's important to remember to make some eye contact with the judge. Really making that pitch that your dog is worthy of consideration among this 20 of the best dogs at the dog show. If the judge points at you for your dog to make the short list, make the cut of maybe 6 to 8 dogs that'll be considered for the 4 placements, you need to just tamp down on those jangling nerves, take a deep breath, keep your composure. Line up, remember, this is the last chance you're going to get to make a great impression. Stay in tune with your dog. Pay attention to the judge for the cues that they'll give. Now, some judges don't make a cut. They just simply pick their ribbons and they're done. Keep watching the judge out of the corner of your eye to see if they're looking at your dog. And make sure that your dog is stacked and standing up and looking proud. Final reminder, be a good sport. Congratulate the winners. Say thank you if your dog gets a ribbon and someone congratulates you. Have fun with your dog. It's a big deal. You're having fun. You're in the group ring. You're having a party. Have fun. Be proud of your dog and be a team. And don't ever forget, the dog you love best is coming home with you. A ribbon or not a ribbon doesn't get any better than that. There you go, guys. You've now survived the group ring for the first time. It's all downhill from here. Piece of cake. Catch y'all on the flip side. Don't forget, kiss your dog on the nose every day.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. This will help share the love with others out there in the sport. This has been Pure Dog Talk with your host, Laura Reeves. We hope you can join us next time as we continue on the journey to success with your purebred dog.